Welcome to She Coaches Coaches. I'm your host, Candy Motzek, and I'm going to help you find the clarity, confidence, and courage to become the coach that you are meant to be. If you're a new coach, or if you've always wanted to be a life coach, then this is the place for you. We're going to talk all about mindset and strategies and how to, because step by step only works when you have the clarity, courage, and confidence to take action. Let's get started. Hi, I am so glad you're here. Welcome to the show. As I get ready to record today's episode, Tofino, my dog, is lounging in her chair. She's having a great snooze. It is a beautiful sunny day out there, and I am late getting this to my editor. It's interesting. I'm usually well ahead of schedule, but this week was full, and I didn't really have any inspired thoughts to share with you. So I've been procrastinating about recording this episode. Now, don't get me wrong. I have a list, a very, very long list of potential topics to speak about to help you with. But you know, none of them spoke to me this week, and I really prefer to record episodes that I feel are inspired, helpful, and valuable to you. Well, I didn't have any inspired ideas until I had a coaching session with one of my clients earlier today. And then that was it. She brought something to the call that I know will help you too. And it's all about worrying that people don't see the value of coaching and that they don't really want to pay for it. Now, before we dive in, I know many of you listen every week, and some of you have been with me since the beginning. Thank you. I so appreciate being in your ears. Now, I want to ask you a favor. Could you leave me a 5-star rating and review? You know, podcasts are a funny thing. No one really knows how those podcast players like Apple Podcasts, nobody knows exactly how they rank everything or how they decide to recommend shows to potential listeners. But the one thing I do know is that ratings and reviews help. I know you've probably meant to do it and then got busy, but I'd so appreciate the favor if you would take a minute and leave me a rating and a review. It's really the only way I know that they're going to show this podcast to more coaches who could benefit from this message. Thank you. I really appreciate it. So now let's dive in. Did you know that people love to pay for coaching? Well, it's true. You may not believe it, but let me explain a bit more. Many of my clients worry that it's hard to sell coaching. They think that it's discretionary, and they feel uncomfortable making offers, uncomfortable inviting people to be their clients, and uncomfortable saying, this is how much I charge, and if you want to work with me, this is the investment. Maybe this sounds familiar. If it does, you are not alone. Like I said, it's a common worry that coaches have, and this is exactly the kind of thing that I help my clients with. Now, back to the title of this episode, the not so surprising desire to pay for coaching. Or you could say something a little bit different. You could say that people do want to pay you for coaching. People want to pay for help, but not everybody wants to yet. And those are not your people quite yet. There are 4 conditions that need to be met for somebody to be ready to pay you, to get your help, and to hire you. But it's not difficult. It actually makes common sense. So let me explain it to you. The 4 conditions look like this. First, your dream client already exists. They are looking for help to get a result that they want is the second. Number 3, they are willing to do something to fix their issue. And number 4, they are willing to pay for the solution. So like I said, this is actually a progression. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now to understand what I'm saying, let's step into the life of your dream client. Your dream client is the perfect person that you would so enjoy working with and that you know you can help. Now, once you've narrowed down the specifics of your dream client, then you know they already exist in your space. Now, if your dream client is exceedingly rare, maybe there's only one in every 100 million people that would match that, then you might want to look at this again, because there needs to be a viable number of people. Well, those dream clients, they are experiencing life right now. And they're having issues with something. Something is bugging them. Maybe they're even a little bit obsessed. You know what it's like. You get a bee in your bonnet and you start to Google it, looking, looking, looking for the solution. Now, this thing could be, I want to get fit before summer, but I don't know where to start. Or, how do I stop fighting with my teenager? Or, how do I get a promotion? See, sometimes it's a problem, and sometimes it's a desire for that next step or goal that they've been dreaming of. So these examples are the first thing that I want you to see. Your dream client already has a desire, a problem, or a goal that they want to solve. You didn't create it. They already have it. So now they've got something that they want. And many times they might talk about it for a while. They might Google it some more. It's simmering there in their mind, but they aren't yet ready to do something. So they aren't yet ready. They are in fact finding or thinking about it mode. Now, for some people, it never gets past that simmer, and that's okay. They kind of sort of want it, but not really. It's a fantasy. They think about it. They play with it in their mind like a puzzle, but they don't really have the intention to solve it yet. Eventually, it might take an hour, a week, a month, who knows? They may decide to actually do something about it. And then the simmer starts to gather steam. They become more and more interested in it. So they're past that Googling it and just talking about it phase, and they move on to trying things on their own. So they try a bunch of things, and sometimes they make progress and sometimes not so much. Sometimes they find out that it's going to take longer than they expected, or that they can't quite figure it all out on their own, or that it's complicated. So there you are. Condition number 2 and 3 are now in place. They're looking for help to get a result they want. They are trying things to fix the issue. There's a space where they've tried some things and some have worked. Maybe some haven't, and they might start to get frustrated, but the desire is still there. The problem is bugging them more and more. Now, when the issue is pressing enough, when the desire is strong enough and they've tried it on their own, but with limited success, they're going to start to want to pay for solutions. They're going to start considering investing in help. And that is where you come in. That is where your coaching solution or your coaching program comes in handy. So those 4 conditions again, your dream clients already exist. Number 2, they are looking for help to get a result that they want. Number 3, they are willing to do something to fix the issue. And number 4, they are willing to pay for the solution. All 4 of those conditions must be met for them to be ready to hire you as a coach. Now, this isn't always as long and complicated as it might seem. So here's a quick, perfect real life example. I want to learn how to bake sourdough bread. I think about it for a bit. It sounds like fun. So I Google recipes for sourdough bread, and then I read them. I find one that looks good. I make a shopping list. I go to the grocery store to buy the ingredients and a pan. Do you see what I mean? Number 1 condition, I exist. I want to bake bread. If I didn't want to bake bread, that first condition would not have been met. Number 2, I look for help. I Google those recipes. That's the help to get the result that I want. Number 3 condition, I'm actually willing to do something. So I decide to print a recipe, maybe save a YouTube video, and make a plan that Thursday night, I'm going to bake sourdough bread. And number 4, that 4th condition, I'm willing to pay for the solution. That is me going to the grocery store, buying the ingredients and the supplies. You see, we do this all the time. What I want you to see is that it's completely normal. And your potential coaching clients are doing this too. You have a problem, you want help, and when it's pressing enough, you're willing to pay for help. And so are they. It is completely natural. But for some reason, you might think that coaching is different. But now that you see those four conditions, you can see that it's actually not. And this plays out in all areas of your life. You help to solve a problem. Maybe the problem that you solve as a coach is helping your clients to overcome a lack of confidence. Or maybe they want to change careers. Or maybe they want to learn how to manage stress. Those are all problems that people want help with, right? So it is completely natural that they want help, and also natural that you are ready to help them. So of course, they want to pay you when the four conditions are met. Starting to make sense? Good. So let's go just a little bit farther, because once you know that people love to pay for your help, it is a whole lot easier to sign clients. So try this exercise and see for yourself. This is something anyone can do at any time. So the next time you go to the grocery store, spend a little bit more time. And instead of just reading your list and pushing the cart around and grabbing all the things that you want for groceries, spend a bit of time people watching. Look at those people as they wander around. Look at them looking at the labels. Look at them putting things in their cart. Look at them as they push the cart up and down the aisle, choosing more things. Then they go to the checkout, pay for their order, and they leave with their shopping bags. Do you see this? They wanted something. They chose it. They paid for the desire or the solution. Now, the solution might be to the problem. What do I cook for dinner tonight? Or it might be to satisfy the desire. I love organic banana bread. Do you see how normal it is to buy something you want? To buy something that you need to solve a problem, but you can't solve on your own. So most of us have to go to the store to buy bananas or the ingredients for dinner, right? People spend money on all kinds of things. They spend money on things they want. They spend money to solve problems, and they spend money to help them get something. Coaching helps. Coaching helps them solve those problems. It helps them get that thing that they want. So, of course, it is only natural that people want your help, and only natural that they are willing and even eager to pay for your coaching. So that's it for this week. And thank you so much for joining me again. Again, it would mean the world to me if you shared this episode with your friends and fellow coaches and take a minute to leave me a 5-star rating and review. And I'll be back to speak to you again next week. Thanks again for listening today. Please hop on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also, I would love to hear from you. Did something that I say resonate? What else would you like to learn about? Click the link in the player and leave a comment on the post. This is going to give me great ideas for future episodes so I can help you best. Join me again next week for more coaching, support, and teaching to help you become the confident coach you are meant to be.